A second day of testimony at the first Trump trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but his lawyer, Will Scharf, insists to Fox.
This is a show trial. President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong, and we firmly believe that the evidence is going to bear that out in court in the coming weeks.
Now, the former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will take the witness stand again, testifying about paying for and killing negative Trump stories before the 2016 election. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep one alleged affair quiet, but Fox's Eric Sean reports from outside the New York courts.
Before we hear testimony resuming in the trial today, there will be that hearing held on the 10 violations that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office says Trump violated by attacking witnesses and court staff. The former president could be fined $1,000 for each one, and the penalty could be up to 1 month in jail. Though no one seriously thinks the judge will lock him up.
As anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses from California to Michigan to New York, President Biden says,
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
At NYU, demonstrators chanted shame as police arrested dozens in New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at Columbia, where students fearing for their safety are being allowed to take classes remotely.
As those protests continue, and there's more tents set up here right behind me on this campus, there are very powerful alumni, like the owner of the New England Patriots, Bob Kraft, who say they're going to pull their money out of this university.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges and the hate.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding whoever shot and wounded a deputy who was sitting on a motorcycle yesterday afternoon. He is stable now. Police in Chicago are looking for a cop killer, releasing surveillance video of a person of interest in Sunday's shooting that left a police officer dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Well, former President Trump gets ready to go back to court in New York for his first criminal trial. There's an update in another indictment, the classified documents criminal case. Grand jury testimony has been released.
The documents show that according to the testimony, a Trump associate told the FBI that the former president was warned to return records to the National Archives. They also indicate the associate approached the former president at Mar-a-Lago, telling him to let them come here and get everything and to not give them a noble reason to indict you because they will. The summary of the associate's interview with the FBI was among 400 pages of investigative records that were unsealed by the judge overseeing the case. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Supreme Court will hear a hearing, will hold a hearing Thursday in another Trump case, considering the former president's claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while he was in office, a challenge that's delayed the Trump trial in the federal case related to his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Today, the Supreme Court considers two cases. One was brewed up by Starbucks.
A non-citizen's immigration claim will be before the Supreme Court. The man involved has been in Mexico separate from his wife for 9 years, but was denied a visa due to having tattoos that caused suspicion that he was affiliated with the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The court will also hear arguments over claims Starbucks illegally fired pro-union workers. Union reps claim the company interfered with workers in Memphis who tried to unionize. The case could prove as a test for how the conservative-leaning court rules on labor and union-related issues. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains. In the NBA playoffs last night, Denver beat the LA Lakers on a last-second shot. The Nuggets take a 2-0 series lead. New York rallied past Philadelphia. Cleveland topped Orlando, so the Knicks and the Cavaliers are also up 2-0 in their series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police concluding that the January death of an 18-year-old student accidental. Akul Dewan was found dead January 20th on the back porch of a building in the 1200 block of West Nevada Street. Champaign County coroner ruled that the cause of death was hypothermia. Illinois House unanimously passing a plan Friday to require school districts to develop cardiac emergency response plans. It comes as the state saw 109 cardiac events involving students under 18 during 2022 alone. Proposal could require school districts to work with local paramedics to create an evidence-based plan to use AEDs in the case of a cardiac event. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the state, with college campuses being some of the hardest hit. Anti-Defamation League releasing a new report citing anti-Semitic incidents have risen 74% in Illinois from 2022 to last year, recording over 200 anti-Semitic incidents across the state last year, 11 occurring in Champaign-Urbana. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Good morning. It is Tuesday.
The 23rd.
I had to really think about that for a second. It is April 23. Mm-hmm. We got kind of clouds of the west there. We're going to talk about with our meteorologist in just a moment. Stand by. Our weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, look at the summer camps. And if you want a side hustle as a lifeguard or camp counselor or something like that, lots of opportunities too. And I was looking at the kickball teams they're putting together, and that'll start in mid-May. That'd be a blast to get your Stevie J Broadcasting team together for kickball, Stevie.
As they say, Greg Solier, you can't play sports from memory.
I would come by for that. I was pretty good at that. That was my ball sport. But
let me be gentle. You can't play sports from memory. We're not in that kind of shape, people.
It's kickball.
You can pull a lot of things when you use your leg that you haven't used to kick in about 40 years. That's what happened when I was playing one-on-one basketball. My brother said, I've seen him make that move a lot, not in the last 20 years, but I've seen him make that move. No, it's my trash talk in soccer is you can't kick ball.
Okay.
You can't kick ball.
UrbanaParks.org.
All right, Mr. Solier, I'm seeing a little off to the west there. Stuff maybe moving our way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got, as you pointed out, some clouds overhead and back to the west, the old mid-level alto form clouds, if you will, 54. Not a bad morning out there temperature-wise already when we ought to be in the 40s this time of the year, but we're not going to get much of a swing northward on those temperatures. And, you know, we've seen a couple sprinkles over parts of the area, a couple of showers as you get out kind of a Peoria to Springfield line. And then you get into an hour or two of some steady rain around Quincy or the least of there to Galesburg and back into parts of northeastern Missouri. So we'll be sort of in and out and on and off this stuff, but some pretty good coverages. But moisture amounts, I think, are going to be probably quarter inch. So we can manage that for the day to day. We get a little break, a little cool snap, another frost scraping morning on Thursday, then a nice pattern shift into some milder days, and the weather, as we have been talking about, takes on a little more of this in and out, on and off, scattered variety type business with two main episodes, one Friday, one Sunday, and we continue to gradually swing the pendulum into lesser coverages and milder days, so there should be next week and beyond, if not already, a little ramping up of some spring field work out there. Just 59, the best we can do for you today. Should be in the 60s this time of the year, both shower activity for both this morning and this afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder late this afternoon and evening time as things move out overnight to clearing and a low down to 38. Sunshine in the rule tomorrow at 56, up to 64 on Thursday, but a frosty start, then a couple of showers, thunderstorms Friday, iffy and spotty Saturday, better chances Sunday, lesser on Monday, and dry next Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll keep an eye on the marathon as well for shower activity, even a thunderstorm around. Weekend highs, so about 70 on Friday, close to 80 Saturday, and more so Sunday, still in the 70s around here for the beginning part of next week. Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'd be just Greg
Soldier. All right, buddy. Thank you. It is 7:09. It is Tuesday, April 23. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Somebody on Next Door. That's kind of a neighborhood.
Yes.
Said somebody came to my door talking about, wait for it, solar.
Yes.
How have all of us had 24 people come to our door about solar?
It's a lot.
Listen, it's great. We're all behind Route 66 Solar, big sponsor of all of our baseball. And I think that's a locally owned company.
Right.
So I meet with them. But these other folks, I don't know who they are. I know they get a pretty good cut if they're bold enough to come to a door and knock these days. And what happened to the, oh boy, somebody's at our door? Nowadays it's, oh no, who's here?
Right.
Because nobody comes to anybody's house without texting.
People diving behind the couch saying, don't move.
Used to like, get the cookies
out.
Wait till
out. They I mean, get away.
It's just hold. Just a different
but
thing.
But I do know people who have tapped into some offers. I don't know what it's all about.
Well, you save, you get all kinds of credits back, meaning the cost of what you spend. If you spend $50,000 on a new solar system, which is very likely, then you get a bunch of it back if you're able to. There's a lot to it.
Right.
But you get credits and you get things that eventually, and your electric bill goes way down. I mean, you might have a $15 electric bill.
Uh-huh.
So it's something that I think it's great, but man, there must be markup to have all these people knocking on your door to get some pretty big commission of some kind. Anyway, I've just noticed that, so the person next door.
And I know Route 66 Solar is saying, if you have an estimate from somebody, call us, and we'll give you a second opinion.
Yeah, they're local, and I've heard wonderful things about Route 66. Okay, so what's up with the hate of the Jewish people? I don't get this. I thought we just banned hate. Well, you can't go out. I mean, you can. Christians take a beating a lot with hate.
For sure.
You certainly better not do it to Muslims. We wouldn't dare do that. What are we doing with Jewish? Why are we? What happened? I think that the people that you're seeing marching on the TV, about 90% have no idea what they're doing.
Right.
They really don't. And if they do, they've been fed lies. But I just thought that, you know, what are we doing?
Well, and Passover began last night at sundown and goes until Tuesday, April 30th. Is that putting more of a spotlight on the Jewish people?
I just know that I thought we banned hate, except when you're hating. When the person that says hate doesn't live here, they're generally a hater. That's right. Anecdotal. It's like, what the heck? If we disagree with you, we're a hater, right?
We're back to my, coexist bumper sticker, you know, peace and love and diversity and unseat Rodney Davis.
Exactly. I just think we all ought to just step back. I mean, there's a guy, a professor at Columbia that got his card deactivated because he's a Jewish professor. He couldn't get on campus. And you're going, really? And then Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots, graduate of Columbia. He's pulling all his money. And these Ivy League schools, it just, again, and you could probably go back to the 60s. You know, we were anti-war, peace and love, and all those things. I don't think the people here that are marching, most of them, if they're that full of hate, if they're not... A U.S. citizen. Why can't I say, okay, revoking your card or whatever you have? If you're going to chant death to America or, you know, want a river to the sea, want to kill all the Jews. I mean, what are we? Is that free speech? Are you okay with that? I think this is absolutely ignorant.
Well, when I do an online search, the first to come up is protesters march at USC after school cancels the pro-Palestinian protests.
I think Columbia's still, you know, at New Haven, Yale, I think they've gone online. It's exactly why you go to 100,000 a year Ivy League school, so you can work online and not get into classroom. I mean, it's crazy. And to allow them to take the campus hostage is on them. You get what you tolerate, right? You just don't, that's not allowed.
Well, the demonstrators demanding peace in Gaza.
Okay, thank you for that. We do too. We're demanding until we're not leaving.
Until maybe peace.
And then for those that are pro Hamas, it's just repugnant. It's a terrorist group that hides behind women and children. That's good character. What the heck? They're killing people. October 7 was a massacre of women and children and rapes and beheadings. It was horrific.
Is it part of the TikTok stuff? Is they're only getting a 40-second snippet of the story?
I'm telling you, 90% have no idea what they're doing. Johnny's been in a cab with some people.
Oh, that was in D.C.
Yeah, who said, what are we protesting? They're just handed stuff. They give them $500 mm-hmm. or whatever. They're paid.
And they go to yeah. a corner, they get a sign, they get the cash.
Yeah, well, I don't. As far as who's organizing, I mean, try doing this without social media. It'd be very difficult. They are coordinated because everybody's on the same page in social media.
It used to be George Soros was behind a lot
of
stuff, right?
Well, he still
right?
is. I'm sure he still is. But yes. Okay.
93 years old. Wow. Well,
his son has taken over the
okay,
operation.
Gotcha.
All right, it's sports headlines.
Hey, the Cardinals won.
It was actually exciting, and John Rooney caught a little off guard in the bottom of the ninth inning because it was the first pitch. It was pretty exciting.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and what a comeback last night. The Cardinals were down 3-0, but they spent the second half of the game coming back and won it on this.
There's a long one and a goner by Nolan Gorman on the first pitch thrown by Kyle Nelson. The Cardinals have a Red Bird winner at Busch Stadium, and they scored two runs with nobody out in the ninth.
Goldschmidt hit a home run. Gorman with the game winner. What a great comeback.
Terrific that both guys were able to kind of get off of a down streak on the offensive side. Goldie with a long home run. Gorman's home run was long too, and it just brought down the house. Goldie also had a base hit in the ninth inning. Cardinals bullpen was spectacular as well in relief of Lance Lynn, who gave the Cardinals a chance to win.
Ryan Helsley got the victory, and don't forget Lars Nootbaar driving in a couple of runs.
Nootbaar looked good at the plate. Really nice to have a feel-good moment at Busch Stadium.
And we're on the air tonight with Game 2. Steven Matz is pitching on the air at 5:50. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Houston will be at Wrigley to take on the Cubs at 6:40. Jordan Wicks to the mound for the Cubbies, and the action will be heard over on US 105.9. Minnesota blanked the Chicago White Sox 7-0. From Minnesota, it's a 6:40 start today. The NBA playoffs continue, and some teams of local interest are Indiana Pacers in Milwaukee at 7:30. In that East first round, the Bucks are up 1-0. Luke Goody has hit the transfer portal, and I know that Monte not only put him in timeout with no allowance, but said that he is grounded.
Yeah, we had an NIL deal with Luke.
Yeah.
And
did we kind of suspect it when he went through the senior ceremony?
No, because the trying to read the text that I received regarding Luke, if I can find it quickly.
Okay.
May not be able to, but
you know, and Luke had people negotiating for him. Is this?
No, I mean, I don't know what the heck. I have no idea. Okay, so I can't find it. Anyway, I had asked the legitimate question of someone who would know, is Luke coming back?
Okay.
This was like 3 weeks ago. And when he was asking on the show with Lon and Derek, he was saying, oh, I'm going to sit down with Coach. I'm going,
okay.
It's a little different than I thought. I was told he's absolutely coming back.
Right.
And I think he's going to Indiana.
I know. Where he's from.
He's from Indiana. He's from Fort Wayne. Not Bloomington.
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl encourages women in your life to get an annual mammogram. The earlier diagnosis, the better chance for survival. Learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Vanna Saturday. Weak weather system on the way out of the Great Plains. Already introducing a touch of rain in some spots. The shower activity will pick up both this morning. A bit of a lull, then back in for this afternoon with a rumble of thunder and with the cloud cover and drier air, even with the rain. Temperatures on a cooler note, about 58, 59 this afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. Lingering shower early on tonight. Gradual clearing in the overnight. And a bit chillier, low down to 38. Mostly sunny skies. Back in for the day tomorrow at 56, almost a repeat of weather-wise over the past couple of days of what we've experienced on a north-northeasterly wind. Clearing off tomorrow night as well, and some frost areas late, low down to 36, and a frosty start to the day in some spots Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Warm up for Friday and the weekend and beyond, up to 70 with a couple of showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm on Friday, a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around early and late in the day Saturday and Sunday. Weekend highs, 77 on Saturday, close to 80 on Sunday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I shall read what somebody who would know about Luke Goody, what they texted me. Stand by, friends, 720.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors is more optimistic about this year after an upbeat quarter. Earnings rose 24%. GM is seeing resilient consumer spending despite high interest rates and strong demand for its Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra gas-powered pickups. One disappointing spot, China, where GM lost money in the quarter. There's a merger in the sports retail business. JD Sports Fashion is buying Hibbett. The deal values Hibbett at more than $1 billion. Amazon will offer a $9.99 a month 1-hour grocery delivery plan for Prime members and a $4.99 a month service for customers on a supplemental benefits plan. The fee covers unlimited delivery from Whole Foods and participating retailers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988, was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department. But the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Cabin's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, all right, all right. So lots going on. We have Nico Moretti. We have Dre Gibbs Longhorn. We have Ty Rogers.
Those are the three scholarship players left.
Technically, I would start because we got three.
Okay.
So technically, I would start. I'm hearing maybe another person. I don't know who. So,
are you sure you don't know who? You have that look in your eye.
I don't know. Okay. I really don't.
But you've heard something.
Rumblings. There might be,
especially with Orlando on our team now.
In other words, 33% of our remaining team might be gone.
Uh huh.
Possible. All right. So we had Luke. We had him on an NIL deal. What's kind of sad too, is that Luke on his NIL deal with us next year was going to be $10,000 a week. 3, 2, 1, deal off. Okay, that's it. No way. Too bad. I don't think he knew that. I was surprised him. So I had
asked. We only would have got to him before the announcement.
If we just would have got him, then boom. Okay, so his person that would know this, I said, da-da-da-da, that's great. Think he's coming back here? The response was, He is. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Until there was doubt. And then how's that working out for you now?
Well, I saw something on, you know, social media. I thought from Luke saying forever an Illini until tomorrow when I ink the deal with the Hoosiers.
I have nothing but good things to say about Luke Goody.
Sure.
He's a good kid. He really, really is. And if somebody else is saying, you know what, there's a little more money here, and we're going to be able to use you this way, and if somebody offers you five times as much as you are getting here, if you're getting anything, and you're going to you're from Fort Wayne, you're going to play in Bloomington, Indiana, which is what, a couple of hours from your house.
Okay.
You're going to be used. You're going to do this. Okay. And he graduated from the Geese College of Business in 3 years.
Right.
So he's an impressive guy, and I really like him. We're going to miss him, but we're surprised because that he was coming back.
But maybe Orlando and Antigua is bringing on some really good people who would shorten his playing time.
Could be. David Jones, that guy's coming here.
Okay.
He's going to be the fifth guy, I'm guessing. It's conjecture. I think he's coming here, but we're going to want him. He currently the leading scorer for the Memphis Tigers, and when he was recruited out of high school, he got talked in. Orlando was trying to get him to come to Kentucky, and David Jones decided to go to DePaul. Well, you know who recruited him to DePaul is our guy Tim Anderson, who's on our bench now. So the guys that were 1 and 2 in recruiting David Jones from Memphis, they're on my bench now. So he's 6'6". He's a lefty. And he probably goes to his right side better than Terrence Shannon. And he gets 8 rebounds a game, which is like, oh. And he scores 22 a game or whatever it was. So I think that's going to be a guy that you can expect be my guess. But we'll see what happens because, as we know, Luke is coming back without a doubt.
That's right.
That's what I'm not. So I think if we have 4 transfers already, I think we'll have 8, right? We got 3 people. You have to have a 10 to play practice. I mean,
I don't remember it being like this last year.
This is our game.
We got
Marcus Damask.
Right.
And then we had Guy Stay.
Right.
And then we got Justin Harmon and we got Quincy Guerrier. So that was 3 people. Pretty impactful.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like, but this is our life. This is college basketball. I mean, this is what we got. This is going to happen every year. Why can't we say, okay, I was talking to Christian about this. He says, why can't you get a kid and he's committed like the NBA? They travel all that. At least they got like multi-year deals you can get out of them probably. But why can't you say if you come here, it's 2 years? You have to say 2 years. I mean, remember Kendall Gill, anybody? Kendall Gill was a tremendous player for the Flying Illini.
Yeah.
He came to campus, his little skinny arms, little skinny kid. He's just, we watched him grow to an NBA player.
Yeah,
that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We are now renting players for 6 months. That's kind of the life.
In the positions that we need.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's free agency for children. And when it moves to the high school level, which it kind of already has, you're going to be able to bounce around like that. I already do that. Well, are we going to start paying the 15-year-old? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you got to play. If you're not going to play, you're not going to win. So we're steeply into this as kind of feeling like, can I say this? We're feeling a little like a blue blood. We hired the top assistant in America with big money. We got big money in NIL. We're actually second in the Big Ten in NIL money. Second to Indiana. How are they raising more than me?
Wow.
Come on, man.
Really? Who ever thought the Hoosiers could give
it up? No, it's a basketball skill, you know, all
okay,
that stuff.
So right now we got the Kylan Boswell.
Kylan Boswell. And then we got Trey White, Louisville.
Jake Davis
is Mercer.
And Kerry Booth,
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
They're not super old. These are a lot of 19-year-old, 20-year-olds. So, I mean, it's not like we got old. We might have gotten better. They might be better players.
Mm-hmm.
Seems more athletic, but every reel you see, the kid never misses a shot. We got to keep that in mind. So we'll see, but it's a top moving and in process and 9 things going on at once. I can't imagine coordinating that. And then, oh, by the way, you got to judge properly who's a fit. speed dating, I think, is what Brad Underwood calls it.
Yeah, you're right.
But Orlando Antigua's addition to this team gives us tremendous depth in player knowledge and contacts. If you want to sell anything, you want to get somebody that's really good at it, that has a lot of contacts. And Orlando Antigua has a whole bunch of them.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Go Illini.
Talk about the campus situation around America. Stand by.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pappas. Some housekeeping up first. At the trial of Donald Trump, who's the first ever former president turned defendant in a criminal trial, is Mr. Trump talking too much?
Judge will hear arguments from prosecutors who say former President Trump violated his gag order. Now, the gag order prohibits Trump from talking about witnesses and jurors involved in the hush money case, but the DA's office says Trump violated the gag order 10 times.
Fox's Brooke Singman this morning begins at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. The campuses Yale, NYU, Columbia, Harvard, UC Berkeley, other institutions around the country, the flashpoints of anti-Israel protests. Harvard closes Harvard Yard until Friday. Columbia switches to hybrid learning until the end of the spring semester. Rice University in Houston setting up a liberation zone today. And their events scheduled at Tufts, MIT, Emerson College in Massachusetts today as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Anti-Semitism on the rise in the state, with college campuses being some of the hardest hit. Anti-Defamation League releasing a new report stating anti-Semitic incidents have risen 74% in Illinois, recording over 200 anti-Semitic incidents across the state just last year, 11 occurring in Champaign-Urbana. Illinois House unanimously passing a plan Friday to require school districts to develop cardiac emergency response plans. It comes as the state saw 109 cardiac events involving students under 18. The proposal could require school districts to work with local paramedics to create an evidence-based plan to use AEDs in case of a cardiac event. University of Illinois professors have published a study demonstrating how a low-cost wearable sensor could help people with Parkinson's monitor their symptoms. The project's been in the works for almost 5 years. Sensors were tested on 28 participants, with 20 of the subjects having Parkinson's, the other 8 being healthy older adults. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
All right, check of our weather brought to you this morning by Kramer Siding and Window.
A deal on doors in April. Assess your home with your partner and see if you need a new centerpiece to the front door. KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Manavis Saturday, and a couple of rounds of showers for the day today. Gusty southwesterly winds and temperatures with a cloud cover back to cooler, about 58-59 this afternoon. That southwest wind 12 to 24. Lingering shower activity winds down early on tonight, then gradual clearing in the overnight. Winds will shift around west-northwest down to 38. Tomorrow, sun back into play, but temperatures cool, about 10 shy of average at 56 with a north-northeasterly wind. Some areas of frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36, and some patchy frost here early Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Combination of a couple of upper disturbances from the southwest and a northbound warm front. Temperatures recover, but so do increasing rainfall chances, but many dry hours as well. Friday high at 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms over the weekend. 77 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Monday high 73. The rain gone by Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Daytime temperatures slightly north of about 70 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order. Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com.
Political analyst and a commentator for Young Voices, Isaac Willauer, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good to have you on. Okay, Columbia University, among other places, Yale, just Ivy League schools and this anti-Israel stuff. What do you know?
This Columbia situation, it's revealing one thing about America's elite universities that is decidedly not elite, which is their ability to maintain control of their own campus. The phrase used in the press release from Columbia yesterday was, protesters have taken over campus. That is not a phrase that I feel like should be able to happen at an American university, even a private university. This is a nation of laws, and this university is now being held hostage by the most ridiculous kind of activism. I mean, the most ridiculous kind of, I don't want to call it hippie-esque, that's offensive to hippies, but it's the most ridiculously ignorant, privileged kind of ivory tower Ivy League activism. It's shameful, and it's going to damage the university's brand for a significant period of time. And at this point, it's really hard to feel bad for Columbia.
Well, I mean, is it true that the New York Police Department couldn't get on campus? That can't be right, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you have the New York, the NYPD, right, one of the toughest police forces in the world, being called in to deal with pro-Palestinian college student protesters. What is it? In what world is this even acceptable? Like, outside of, we can talk about the anti-Semitism and the pro-Hamas language. The fact that student protesters are treated with such kid gloves to the point where this is the situation? No, that's unbelievable.
Okay, so they're obviously anti-Israel, but they're pro-Hamas too, right?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. I'm 22, right? And I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who are pro-Palestine, which does not mean pro-Hamas, right? These are two different things. I think a lot of the people, especially at Columbia, who are chanting pro-Hamas slogans, I don't think most of them have the foggiest idea what they're talking about when they chant about the river or the sea or the Jews, right? I think a lot of them are parroting things they have heard on social media because, let's be real about this, there's a very real social media propaganda machine behind the Palestinian cause, and unfortunately, a lot of times behind the Hamas cause. A lot of people my age have just been told by stuff on Instagram and TikTok that supporting Hamas is synonymous with being a good person, or that calling for divestment from Israel is an effective and serious way to virtue signal, right? They're wrong about that, and some of them really do mean it, right? Like, some of them are actual anti-Semites, but not all of them, right? Like, there's that old saying, don't attribute to malice what you can to stupidity. You have to attribute a lot of this to stupidity, but, and I cannot stress this enough, when you get into that conversation, you are now having a conversation about, is it malice or stupidity that is directing an Ivy League university? And that I think, speaks for itself.
I think there's a little malice and a lot of stupidity. I think they're following, right. They're just following. Who's coordinating and who's paying?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? When you look at the activist calls, right? When you look back to, like, just after October 7th to now, right? We went from ceasefire now to the Israeli state is rooted in genocide and shouldn't exist. We went from one to two really, really fast. And I think some of that speaks to, there's probably some level of coordination, right? There are machinations behind this. I can't speak to all of that, obviously. But another part of it is, when you're an activist and you have no practical grounding to actually make your activist demands real, yeah, they're going to become fantastical and utopian really, really fast. That is the nature of this kind of activism, right? Especially in the case of, I would make the case, honestly, in the case of pro-Palestine activism more generally. Like, the things they're asking for are fundamentally unrealistic. They're fundamentally unworkable given the state of American foreign policy. They're not going to happen. And the nice thing about advocating for things that are never going to happen is that you never have to put a realistic framework or pathway to what you're advocating for. And that's how you get to people. That's how you get to people chanting, "We are Hamas," at Columbia University, because you have no responsibility to filter your activism through the lens of reality so you don't. And that's how you get here.
Well, I don't know how you negotiate when the other side says, okay, you have to be dead. How do you want to negotiate this?
I have no interest in negotiating with those people. Those students should be expelled. It's ridiculous.
I mean, what they're demanding just isn't realistic, I would think. But they're saying, extermination of the Jews, of Israel, of all these things. It's just what Benjamin Netanyahu say, if they put down their arms, if Hamas puts down arms, we have peace. If we put down our arms, we're dead.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. So when you look at public polling, right, so Americans as a rule are generally behind, when it comes to the rightness of the Israeli cause versus the rightness of the Hamas cause, Americans are generally supportive of Israel, right? So these kind of protests are not necessarily representative of how the average American feels. Now, I think there are some, right? There are probably some people, and this is the other thing about activism. If we want to talk about the toxic nature of political activism, especially extreme political activism, radical political activism, is that there are legitimate concerns about the humanitarian treatment of people in Palestine, of children in Palestine, right? Their human rights matter. And talking about those human rights matters, and that shouldn't be abridged in any way. But when you are chanting, "We are Hamas," in the street, when you are calling for the repetition of October 7th, any legitimate humanitarian demands regarding Palestine are going to be swallowed up by the pure radicalism of the loudest voices in the group. And if you're a normal pro-Palestinian American who simply wants Palestinian human rights to be respected, your credibility is being shredded by forces that have nothing to do with you, and that annoys you. And I completely understand. If I was part of a movement that was being hijacked by radicals to say other things that I don't believe in, I'd be annoyed too. But hey, that's the nature of political activism. That's the nature of the analysis when you're a privileged Ivy League progressive who's never going to have to live with the activist solutions you propose. So there you go.
Isaac Willauer, he is a political analyst, commentator for Young Voices. How do you get so smart at 22? I don't get it. I mean,
I didn't go to an Ivy League. I went to a Christian liberal arts college in Pennsylvania. It was way better.
You are really, really well spoken for your age, young man. Well done. We appreciate it. How can people connect with you?
Right. So I'm on Twitter, ISAACWILLOUR. It's not called Twitter anymore. It's called X. No, it isn't. It's called Twitter. It will forever be called Twitter. I'm there. You can check out youngvoices.org. It's a great organization. It's given a lot of people like me a platform. And yeah, no, think clearly. Don't let protesting become your life. Don't let political activism determine how you think. Be an adult. Do the research. It's not that hard. And yeah, don't ever chant "We are Hamas." There's no world in which that is ever morally acceptable or helpful, for that matter. Just cut that out.
Isaac, nice meeting you.
And the president of Colombia, get control. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, really. No question. Isaac, nice meeting you. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
You as well. Isaac Willauer, he is with Young Voices, pretty astute for 22 years old.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5, 743. I understand it's just one game, but man, when the Cardinals win a game.
Feels pretty good. And Steven Matz on the mound for the 645 start against Arizona tonight here on ESPN
93.5. Let me see if I can play the clip. This is the game winner, Nolan Gorman, who has struggled mightily. Hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth. And Paul Goldschmidt, who it just hurts me. He is a 10 on the 1 to 10 on a people scale. And he's been so struggling, the former MVP in the National League. But here's the call from John Rooney, bottom of the ninth.
There's a long one and a goner by Nolan Gorman on the first pitch thrown by Kyle Nelson. The Cardinals have a Red Bird winner at Busch Stadium, and they scored two runs with nobody out in the ninth.
I understand it's just a game, and they're not very good right now, but boy, you get a win, and we carry them, so we really demand victory.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
And it's nice that they turned things around yesterday, because I feel like they had a slump over the weekend.
Well, they just haven't been hitting. They can't score any runs. So anyway, it's good to get a win. It's just one, but it sure felt good, and they were pretty happy in St. Louis. Such a relief. There's so much pressure on this team because the Cardinals have been in last place for over 360 days now, or whatever it is. It's a long way.
Shoot.
They've not been very good, and it's unusual for this franchise, so Well, here we go. Now a winning streak. Let's
exactly.
Go.
Let's go. And June 22nd will be our Saturday that we head to Busch Stadium. Our bus trip to Busch will feature a game against the San Francisco Giants and a Stanley Tumbler to be given away.
The Stan the Man Musial.
Yes.
You don't want to miss the Tumbler Day, do you?
I love it. So just text the word bus to 217-359-2255 on our Tapman's Towing phone line if you'd like more details on how to join us Saturday, June 22nd. All right, we've had the NBA playoffs going on, and tonight at 7:30, Indiana's Pacers in Milwaukee. The Bucks are up 1-0 in that series. Luke Goody in the transfer portal. Let's see, Western Illinois taking on Illinois, 6 o'clock tonight. We also had Connor Milton as Big Ten Player of the Week. Congratulations to him. We have our Illinois softball team at DePaul with a 3 o'clock game. Parkland softball continues their winning ways with 2 wins over Illinois Central College yesterday, 4-2 and then 9-1. That Big Ten Medal of Honor excellence on and off the field with the Huskies last night, Isaiah Williams. I am so happy that he got it with the 82 receptions in 2023. And he had that trip to Africa and the Black Student Athletic Summit in Houston. Kendall Bostic with her 34 double-doubles received it for the women. And so many inspirational talks that she's given to some young athletes in this Caitlin Clark era. Go Illini. Happy to talk about all the Huskies and all the athletes that were there with great grades and great on and off the field.
Yeah, good work there. Mm-hmm. All right. And again, all the buzz about Illinois basketball and who's going to be my team.
That's right.
Is it always going to be like this? I think the simple answer is yes. It is.
Yes.
It just is. Because when you're allowed to move along and you work for a team or you work for a company and you're allowed to leave every 6 months, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
I think what you know, again, is it a great idea to pay these? I don't think it is. But as long as it's now, quote, legal to cheat, which is what we thought it was. And by the way, I would never, ever put caps or limits, ever. Because then guess what? The teams that were cheating will cheat again.
Yep.
No, you broke the cap. No, I didn't. Prove it. So I this is pure free agency. This is why it allows programs like Illinois to get in the mix.
Yep.
Because we're now allowed to compete for the best talent when before we couldn't because they just didn't like the particular discipline they were looking at to study.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting bag money from everybody.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of that going on. So and people that are calling for, there can be some limits and you can put some stuff in there for sure, like maybe staying more than 6 months. But otherwise, that's the equalizer is it's free market. Well, whoever pays more gets me. Hey, I don't think it's a great idea to give a 17-year-old $1 million. I really don't. I just don't.
Right.
But if that's what we're doing now. Everybody kind of rushed to it, and you know, NCAA is just trying to hold on to some sense of control of something. So that's the world we're living in. But as long as Illinois is a player, and we are, then okay. But you know, Michigan State, Tom Izzo, I don't want to get it. Okay, well, Tom, you're not going to get the great players. Well, why not? Because I know you're a great coach, but how much?
Right.
And now we can actually say how much and what is this player worth, and that's pretty subjective. And what if that player doesn't play, or what if the player that is playing is getting less than the player that isn't playing? I would think that brings some sort of hard feelings in the locker room, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
Well, John had texted in on March 5th. I texted him and predicted Luke Goody would transfer to Indiana due to lack of playing time. Another text in from Ryan says a 15-year-old golfer signed a deal with TaylorMade.
No, this kid is he's a really obviously great player. He got on top 5 on the Corn Ferry. I mean, it's remarkable. And yeah. I mean, he's 15. There have been a lot of great golfers at 15 that didn't turn out to be so good, but maybe this guy is Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth was that good.
I see.
Jordan Spieth came up through the AJGA and all these other things. This kid's playing.
Well, think how Tiger started it.
Tiger was great early, but there's very, very few. There's thousands of other ones.
Plus, there's so many changes going on. I mean, the human brain is developing until 25.
Yeah, right. Greg Norman said that Scotty Scheffler would never do this on the LIV Golf Tour. There's just no competition on the PGA. Well, here's what I say to Greg Norman. Your guy's retired. They took the money and they left, and they're never going to win a major again. Oh, that's pretty bold. That's kind of a hot take. It's kind of a stupid take, maybe. But I just don't think once you are given that kind of leisure and luxury, wearing shorts, playing three rounds of golf, you can't grind anymore because you don't have to. Golf is a grind. And if you can't get through the grind, you won't win. And so you're not going to put the long hours in if you don't have to. Are you coming in at 5 a.m. and leaving it at 7 p.m., Diane, if you don't have to make
it? I barely make it through a scramble. I'm the one to put three golf balls in my mouth as a goof. Yeah, you know,
it's
just
not a good idea.
I know.
Don't children do that at home. Anyway, so the bottom line is Live Golf is a retirement home as far as I'm concerned. Good luck. You made generational money. I'm proud of you. Way to go. But you're not going to be a grinder, and you're not going to beat Scottie Scheffler. So Greg Norman saying that is just agitating. And I don't know how they're going to merge. Good luck. But I don't think the Live guys are going to be that way anymore. You got $150 million in the bank.
Uh-huh.
You want to go hurt out there, grind, and get frustrated? You don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
You retired. Good for you. All right. Some
animal advice? You can text in 359-2255.
Yeah, Dr. Todd's coming up.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van of Saturday. Weak weather system on the way out of the Great Plains. Already introducing a touch of rain in some spots. The shower activity will pick up both this morning. A bit of a lull, then back in for this afternoon with a rumble of thunder and with the cloud cover and drier air, even with the rain. Temperatures on a cooler note, about 58, 59 this afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. Lingering shower early on tonight. Gradual clearing in the overnight and a bit chillier. Low down to 38. Mostly sunny skies. Back in for the day tomorrow at 56, almost a repeat of weather-wise over the past couple of days of what we've experienced on a north-northeasterly wind. Clearing off tomorrow night as well, and some frosty areas late, low down to 36, and a frosty start to the day in some spots Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Warm up for Friday and the weekend and beyond, up to 70 with a couple of showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm on Friday, a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around early and late in the day, Saturday and Sunday. Weekend highs, 77 on Saturday, close to 80 on Sunday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, what is it like to bottle feed and raise 20 puppies at one time? Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby. How's that sleep going there, buddy?
What is sleep? I'm on duty still.
And you got to make sure that the mommy doesn't roll over on the... I mean, this is like you got to stay awake, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Last night there was a couple times that the moms would come back into their birthing bins and... sat on a puppy and just totally unaware they were doing it. And the puppies are small enough, they can't get out from there. So, and we just got to wait for the puppies to get a little size to them so they can get out.
Yeah.
So, but another week and then I'll find out what sleep is again.
Sounds
but,
good.
It's a lot of fun though, too. I mean, to see a puppy, Gina likes to have one, she bottle feeds. And to see that puppy figure out, oh, hey, this is pretty good, is pretty wild.
Is it like we have formula for babies? What about puppies? What do they have?
Yep, they do. They have puppy formulas. Puppies like it pretty well. The hard part's just finding the right nipple for the puppies. I mean, we've got every type of bottle there is out there to try and figure out what the puppy likes.
When do their eyes open?
Day 8 is generally the rule. So we got the one guy who's older than that, his eyes are open. He's kind of staring at me as right here as we speak. And the other ones are just about getting to that point in another day or two. So, but
And he looks like he's twice the size of the other puppies, just because he's a week older. It's amazing how fast they grow.
Wow. Okay, this is like your swan song, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's, right. You know, we're going out with a real bang here. We got puppies going all Canada and 10 other states right now. I think there's more. We got three more puppies we got to sell. I think they're going elsewhere, too.
There's a whole lot of years that I didn't get straight sleep, including with Charlie, one of your dogs. Yeah. And Charlie, generally, you could always kind of feel right in my ear.
Yep.
It's the time to go out at 2:30 a.m. Uh-huh. So you do that, and then you have to wait for him to come back because sometimes he'd go to the neighbor's fountain.
Sniffing around.
Yeah, he'd like, I'd go over to the neighbor's house, really cold, and I'd say, Charlie, what are you doing, baby? Let's go back to our house.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so once you do that, Todd, and you get five or six in a row, it's remarkable. And I know you really haven't had that sleep pattern for some time now. So
somebody asked me about cats and stuff like that. This is the time of year, I think, that we're seeing more kitty cats, right?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Cats are interesting in that they're seasonal breeders. They have this time of year, we see a lot of cats having babies. Cats' cycles are kind of regulated by daylight. So when they go into season, they'll be in heat, and then if they don't get bred, they'll ovulate, and then they'll immediately go right back into season again.
Hmm.
So interesting pattern there. Whereas dogs are generally every 6 to 8 months.
That Boofer trying to get in on the radio
there? Yeah, he's still working. He's got friends with him. It's getting ready to rain out here, so they're telling me.
By the way, it's a good moment to say, while we talk about kitties and puppies, never, ever give anybody a pet as a gift, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one way not to get a dog from us. It's not a Christmas present. It is a commitment.
Yeah, no, absolutely is. Absolutely. Hey, get some rest there, fella. And people can text Taylor still? Are you still working?
Miss Taylor's on duty, yeah. Okay. She's at 217-355-5051.
Okay.
Yeah,
since 6. Get some rest, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, see
you guys. Dr. Todd Likens, a veterinarian, pet pro.
He's our pet pro. Got a text in here. Like that Michael Jordan guy. Whatever happened to him after he signed for hundreds of millions? Smiley face. You might be right about the live, guys. I think the drive to be the best doesn't always fade with success.
You put an asterisk on the golf theory, Tiger Woods. That's an asterisk. He has to win. Michael Jordan, basketball, had to win. It wasn't about the money. Those guys have something inside of them that just drove them to win, or they weren't interested. And mm-hmm. So I just think the normal human, given a $100 million check, which is a lot of the money, a lot more in some cases on this live golf. The Saudi Arabians have bought a major sport from us. That's essentially, they bought it from under us. And so whatever that means, you're still going to have the PGA. You're still going to have young golfers with a chance that you've never heard of that are really, really good at golf. But they don't have the celebrity of the John Rahms and, you know, the Dustin Johnsons and, you know, Cam Smith and some of these other internationally known people. But I just contend that if you have not been steeped or deep in golf, you don't understand how hard of a sport it is. I think it's the hardest one. Because in all other sports, you're just moving most of the time. In golf, you have 15 minutes to talk about the disastrous shot you hit inexplicably. And so it's very difficult to control emotions and just forget about that one and go to the next one. It's hard to do that. And so what Mike Small's doing at the U of I is just remarkable how he finds golfers that perform and get better, or they generally transfer. You can't just be a bad golfer and be on a team for you. It just doesn't work like that. You want to play golf, so wherever you go to play, you want to play if you're in college. But as generally speaking, I don't think the live golfers will ever be a thing anymore with the money. Let's see if I'm right. 217-359-2255. It's a Fisher National Bank text line. We'll be back. More news, weather, sports, and lots of fun here in the next hour. Stand by. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
And now,
Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We have a luxury destination salon located out here in central Illinois, and we have stylists here for everybody and any need. We have a very wide range of stylists that can cover any needs. There is somebody that can provide any services from a perm to a balayage to extensions and everything in between. Every stylist that works here is certified in Bello Haven hand-tied extensions. And we do a lot of education. We bring in high-level educators from all over the world and invite local salons to come out here and learn. So not only do we welcome clients here, but we also welcome other stylists or salons in the area to come and learn.
To book your appointment at one of the premier salons in Central Illinois, go to salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for